And welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection. It is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. I'm Tom Davis, and it's, although it's Halloween, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, or maybe Leave It to Beaver. How are you doing there?
Good morning, Tom.
We have Dory, and we have Tina in here with us today. Now, this is my first Green Country Christmas, but I've been hearing about this since the day I came to town. I understand that it's like $30,000 of Christmas cheer going on.
We have lots of fun. But, you know, we do believe in celebrating Halloween. So trick or treat, have a piece of candy there, Tom. Have a piece of candy.
See, he's Potter by Dennis when I'm done.
Exactly. Send him over there. But anyway, and then we want to remember Thanksgiving is in there, too. You know, we'll have our turkeys and enjoy the gratefulness we have for all of that. But in the meantime, people are starting to shop for Christmas.
They are.
And we want to be a part of that too. So as of tomorrow, Green Country Christmas is officially kicking off for the community, and we have about 100 businesses that are involved again this year.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. So we get the early start. We know the shoppers. We know how they operate. And it kicks off with a nice little ticket, right?
Well, that's it. Exactly right. We will end up, before it's all over, over a million little tickets will be out.
And a million little tickets.
Kevin actually has a dumpster downstairs that's a clean one. The city brings him a clean dumpster, and we put a million tickets into that dumpster and start drawing. And we'll have 12 major prize packages that we'll be giving away. And that's on December 19th. So everybody will want to tune back in on December 19th for the major prize drawing that morning. We'll have it on all the stations. But right now, what people need to do is, as they shop throughout the community, they'll see a poster that looks like this. If you're on Facebook Live, you see it. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting here next to me, you see it. If not, you'll see it when you go to many stores, because it says "Have a Green Country Christmas" on the top, and then it says "Shop at the store with the green tree on the door." Well, those businesses are all involved in this fun promotion. This is actually the 20th annual that we've done this.
So that's a good start.
Yeah. So we're still working on it, but, you know, trying to get the perfections down. But we have a great time with it. Anyway, back to you. So when you go in a store that has that poster on it, that's participating in it, just for going in, you can ask for a ticket, and you'll get a ticket, a little green ticket. For every $10 you spend, you'll get another ticket. So you spend $100, you'll get 11 tickets, because you get the free one, plus you get 10, one for each $10 you spend.
And each ticket is a chance to win big, right?
It is a chance to win big, yes. Ooh. Because the grand prizes, and we'll talk about those in a minute, you know, are really fabulous. But there also are daily prizes that we do, too.
I like that.
So, yes. So starting on Monday, November 18th, we will start giving away daily prizes. And we actually give out the numbers. So when you get your little ticket, save your ticket. The store will save one. It's a double ticket, so they'll keep one side and you keep one side. So save your tickets. And we tell people to keep them in some sort of order too, so it kind of helps to, yes, because when you end up getting tickets from many stores, if they're not in order when it comes the final drawing day, it can be kind of chaotic. Mm. And but we do, the nice thing is we do keep track of where, what stores have what numbers, so we will be able to say, like, this is from Dillard's, or this is from Tate Boys, or this is from wherever it might be, you know, that it's from. And that, however, if somebody shopped for a present for you in your house and it's a secret and you don't know they shopped in that store, it still is good to just have them in numerical order so that you can, because it might be that was your present and you didn't know that your family member shopped there, but you do have a ticket. Mm-hmm. But starting Monday, the 18th, we give away 10 daily prizes a day. And the daily prizes have at least a value of $50 or more. A lot of them are gift certificates. And it's actually a thank you for shopping in that store. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do is Tina, our promotion director, she's been putting all this together. Our salesmen have been out talking to all the businesses. But she'll draw early that morning, actually the day before, but she'll have it ready for early that morning. We'll start out and she'll have 10 numbers that you'll be announcing on the air. But we also put them in the Sunrise Reporter. So there's two places. So actually four radio stations plus the Sunrise Reporter. Plus it's also on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Plus, what?
Our Weatherline.
Yeah. Plus it's on Weatherline, 336-2900. Plus the Examiner Enterprise puts it in the newspaper. So there's actually five places that you can get the daily numbers.
There you go.
And we'll be saying them all day Monday. You actually have three business days, though, to claim your daily prize. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 5 o'clock, those numbers have expired because we want to give somebody else a chance mm-hmm. to win that prize. If you didn't come in and claim your prize, then somebody else will have a chance to.
Don't snooze.
So exactly.
That's right,
so,
Thursday morning, you're not going to get
Thursday
it.
Morning, that
back
those, yeah, goes back in. It, exactly. So, but each day, Monday through Friday, we'll have 10 new numbers, 10 potential winners each day starting November 18th. So, and that'll go actually Monday through Friday, except for Thanksgiving. I think we don't draw it actually on Thanksgiving. People
work
are kind
days.
Of busy that day,
a
but
bit,
yeah, yeah, work day. So Monday through Friday, but that'll lead all the way up to the grand prize drawing. What we do for the grand prize drawing is we have our major prizes, which we have businesses that have given cash prizes, that are giving fabulous prizes of $1,000 or more, and all we'll partner those with the leftover daily prizes. So the gift certificates and things that we from the daily prizes that weren't redeemed, we'll put those with it. So we end up with 12 major prize packages to give away. And the least one, that we start out with number one being the least value one, and it's usually around $2,000 or so with the prizes.
That's a lot of value.
Yeah, yes, exactly. For your little green ticket. But and then it leads all the way up to the 12th one being the $5,000 cash from the radio station. Mm. We do have some rules. I mean, like anything else, there has to be a few rules. And so when you go to a store, there's a green rule sheet that the stores all have, and they should have that posted, or they'll have a copy of it. We have copies of it here at the radio station. It's also on our website too. You can go on the website. There's a little deal. This is Green Country Christmas. Click onto that and you'll go to a website that gives all these details and lists a lot of the information. The rules are there. But basically the rules are, like I said, one free ticket. It's not a lottery or anything like that. You can just participate without shopping. You know, just go into the store and look around, ask for a ticket, and you get the ticket. But then for every $10 you spend, you get more tickets. That's part of the rules. But also part of the rules is you can't win at your place of business, okay? So therefore, you're not stuffing the box at your place of business or something like that, you know, with tickets. So for instance, I'm sorry to announce to you, Tom, you can't win the $5,000. However, you can win the other major prize packages, but we give away the $5,000, so you can't win that one because you work here. But the people at Dillard's can't win the Dillard's prize, blah, 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 and stuff like that. So that's kind of how that works. What we do on the final day, the grand prize day, which is actually a Thursday again this year, Thursday, December 19th, we'll be in here at 9:00. All the stations will be simulcast. We'll be asking people to get your tickets in numerical order and all. Kevin will be down at the big dumpster. He'll come up with several tickets. He'll go. Amity, actually, in our office, she keeps track of where the tickets are from, so she'll tell him where that ticket was from. He'll hand you a ticket, okay? And then you will read where the ticket is from, and you'll read the ticket number, and then I'll sit here and talk about what the prize package is, and I'll describe it because it has all kinds of details to it. For instance, I just brought it, so since you're kind of new to this, I'll let you know that last year, the prize package number one was actually $1,485 value, but it included a $250 gift certificate from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry, $1,000 cash from Cherokee Casino. It had an oil change from Patriot. It had a $50 meat certificate from Express Employment. It had a $50 gift card from American Heritage, and it had a AAA membership package from Paul's Wrecker. So what you'll do is you'll tell people what the number is and where it's from. I'll describe it. If we have maybe one of those sponsors who is in here, we'll talk to them a little bit. We'll keep giving the number over and over for a little bit. But then after about 5, 6, 7 minutes or so, we'll say, okay, the timer is starting, because we want to give away everything that morning. So at that point, we'll start the timer, and they have a minute 40 to call us. Now, they can call us before that minute 40 starts anytime. What we do is we tell people, you cannot call the radio station and ask what number was or asking anything else. We're not taking care of any business. We leave the lines open. The radio station numbers, 336-1400, is only for people calling in. So if you call in and say, what was the number, we're not going to answer you, because we've got to talk to the people who are calling in who have the winning tickets. Mm-hmm. So what that person will do, they'll call in and say, I have a winning ticket. And we'll say, you are within the time period. And we will send somebody to go verify the ticket. We, our salespeople, will all be out throughout the whole community. They'll be from Dewey to Pawhuska to Owosso to Caney and Independence and Coffeyville and all over the town. We've got, and we have a few extra spotters too. But those spotters then, we will call, and we don't do that because the staff, front staff will do that because we're kind of busy. We've moved on to the next number. And we're now on prize package number 2.
Wow.
And we're doing that. Kevin's given us a number and we're talking about that. Well, behind the scenes, prize package number 1, we have somebody going to verify it. When they go, they'll talk and they'll look, yes, that is the ticket. Congratulations. And so then they will call us back on the phone again, 336-1400. And so we'll talk to them on the air and it might be Tammy and she'll say, I'm here. I'm at Phillips 66. And the gal was at work listening and she has the winning ticket. Her name is Jane Smith. And Jane just won prize package number 1. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, yay, Jane, it's great to talk to you. And so then Jane will explain the prize package to her. The person, maybe if there's a sponsor here, she will also say congratulations and all too. And we'll just do a fun little talk with her. And then she will come back after the prizes are all given out, which is usually about 12:30 or something like that. She can come sometime that afternoon, show us her ID and the ticket again or whatever, and then we will give her her prize package at that point, and we'll take our picture with her. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll put it on our website and things like this. It is a blast.
Oh, man. We've even got designated driver elves involved. This
exactly.
Is good.
Exactly.
This is good.
We do. We have. And so it's truly a team effort, and the whole thing is a community effort because, you know, the businesses for the next, almost 2 months, but up until the time, the clerks will all be giving out these tickets and it's extra work for them to count. Okay, let's see. Your total on your receipt was $24. So let's see, I'll give you 2 tickets plus your other one. So, you know, 3 tickets, and she rips that off and gives to them. So it is a little more work for the clerks, but gets people into the stores. We believe this truly helps people to shop local. That's the whole idea behind it. We can talk about the benefits of shopping locally, whether that's you're keeping your tax dollars at home, whether it's the personal service that you get, keeping the jobs, here for the local friends and stuff too. But this is a reward that you get for shopping local too, as well, the chance to maybe win one of these prize packages. So
Green Country Christmas, bring it on.
Exactly. It is so much fun. But Tina's been working with a lot of businesses. Tina, you might tell us what some of the major prize packages that we have this year are.
Well, and I do want to mention that if you get that rule sheet in any business, or you can come by here and get them as well, and on our website as well, but it has a whole listing of the participating businesses on the back, mm-hmm. if you want to visit all of those so you can get as many tickets as you can accumulate. So,
right, and you can also see that list. It'll be on the Sunrise Reporter. It'll be on the website, and the Examiner Enterprise will have ads that have that mm-hmm. list as well, so yep. you'll know, where to shop. So if you're looking to where I'm going to do my Christmas shopping this year, this would be a great place, one of those businesses.
That's right. And if you're familiar with the program, you know that we have the cash from Cherokee Casino Ramona. So we have 3,000, couple of 2,000s and a couple of 1,000s. So, there's cash to be had. We also have a $500 gift certificate from Bob Loftus. So that'll make a nice Christmas present for dad or mom or... Mm-hmm. That's right. And we also, new this year, we have a bathroom vanity with a granite countertop from Bartlesville Custom Cabinets.
Wow.
We have a few flutter around here about that and wanting to get that. That's a really nice prize.
Well, and we have some that have actually been with us since they've been doing this. And Spears Travel has given us 2 round trip airline tickets each year for this. And they've stepped up again and they're giving us. So this, we have had great stories where someone said, I haven't seen my brother in 30 years or something like this. I'm now going to get to go see my brother. And because he has cancer right now or something. I mean, I can't remember exactly how the story was, but it brought tears to your eyes because they won these tickets that they could now go and see a family member that was having health issues and to be able to go. So we've had some neat stories like that of some of the winnings. Dungis, they again are giving us the set of tires, detail and alignment. They've done that every year that I can remember. I'm pretty sure that was right from the get-go too. Dillard's has been a part of it, and I always talk about that's one of my favorite ones because it's a $1,000 shopping spree at Dillard's. So can you imagine? You just just okay, I'm going to start shopping dealers. I mean, they have something for everybody in the family. So you can truly do your Christmas shopping or you can treat yourself. But
and they're wonderful and they help. I had to buy a dress and I had some girls and there was three of them. Mm-hmm. It was a chore. Yeah. But they were so nice and I appreciate them so much. So.
But that's fun because, you know, with your $1,000 shopping spree, you can spread it out amongst family members or yourself in the different departments they have there, from fragrances to the clothing to bedding, you know, men's, ladies, kids.
Small appliances.
Exactly. A little bit of
mixers,
everything. So,
hint,
yeah. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to shop there.
I was going to say,
another one that we've had every single year, and we thank them, is Phillips 66. Phillips 66 has given us $660 worth of gasoline every year. And, I mean, that's something that everybody can use. And, you know, they're a nice corporate sponsor. You know, they don't have to do that, but they believe in our community. They believe in, you know, shopping locally and being a part of the community. And so they've stepped up and given us that prize every year. So makes a difference.
That $500 Hunter Douglas window treatment from Cliffs, they've been doing that for several years as well. Mm-hmm. A new one that we have this year is Pizza for a Year. Mm-hmm. That's a $600 value from Hideaway Pizza. So thanks for them for getting on board with us. And
A newer one, too. Last year, I think, was their first year doing it. We've got two VIP season passes to the OKM Music Festival, too, which is a nice value and a lot of fun, too, for people to be involved with. Wendell's Rock and Jewelry, they've given the $250 gift certificates, I think, every year. They're going to give two of them again. Green Thumb Nursery gives the $250 gift certificates, and they've done that most of the years, as far as I can remember. American Heritage has given the $250 gift cards most of the years as well. Adams Golf Course, again, is giving a year's membership, and they've been with us for a long time on it. So, yeah, just a lot of them, and we get a few new ones in each year. It just continues to grow and expand and be a lot of fun, so... We're glad you can be a part of it this year, Tom.
I'm happy. You know what? This is something else because when I was taking a look on, you know, about the radio stations before coming here, this is the thing that just kept popping up on the internet all the time. Is the people coming up and pictures of them getting their prizes and that look of just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I thought, well, this is going to touch a lot of people. I didn't know it was going to be $30,000 worth of touching, but, boy, that's a great thing.
Well, and we say $30,000 because that's conservative. Some years we've had more, even over 40, but because... As the daily prizes get, we don't know exactly what the value on all the daily prizes are until we get them. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times the number will expand because the businesses get so generous. And they say, I'll give another daily prize and things. And so, yeah, so we end up with even more. But conservatively, it's over $30,000.
We have new daily prizes this year from Huff Homes. They're giving away five daily prizes. They are custom cutting boards.
Oh, good.
So, and they're beautiful.
They are gorgeous. Yeah. And that's, I would be very conservative saying that's a $50 value. I think it's way higher than that. So, we just never know what the dollar amount is on those daily prizes. So, yeah.
Well, and things like we've got the grill that's coming from Lowe's. They're doing that again this year. And so we're estimating what the value is right now. But till we really know exactly which one it is, we don't know exactly what the value is. But, hey, it's a nice grill from Lowe's. So the winner of it's going to enjoy getting that prize. And, you know, sometimes, like, for instance, the Adams Golf Course, you know, the person might not be a golfer themselves, but they might want to aspire to play. And this will be something that gets them out there, gets them to exercise, to play because they got a membership. But they also can give it to another family member or someone too that, you know, I wanted to give a nice present to my son. I really, you know, couldn't afford that, but now I can. I can give my son the golf membership to Adams or something too. So it's transferable like that as well. So you might say, you know, we've got some roofing again from Heritage Roofing, and say, I just have a new roof. I don't need a new roof, but maybe somebody in your church does, or maybe, you know, with one of your family members do, you can go ahead and assign that to them.
And maybe if you, you know, volunteer some time with a nonprofit that is along that line, could it be transferred to someone,
Exactly. No, it can. It can. So there's a lot of stories that end up coming out of it that we hear even further down the line of how the prizes have really touched people over the years. And so it's a lot of fun. But so what do people need to do right now? They need to find out where they can shop, start shopping, start collecting tickets, keep them in order, and just save them and have a lot of fun with us. Be sure and put on your calendar December 19th that morning. You'll be able to listen on the air and all the different stations and be a part of it with us.
All righty. And, of course, we have plenty of information on our website, too, bartlesvilleradio.com. I'm going to be putting up this podcast. Also, you're going to be able to see the Facebook Live with all the explanation that we've done here today. And I'll be issuing another story on the big giveaway that we've got going on, too, a little bit later in the day. So you'll have all the information at your fingertips. Thank you very much for coming in, ladies.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and happy Halloween.
Community Connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home on K1, the one you trust.